The Brady Report.
Can you believe it? It's a Wednesday morning. And to Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Boris Johnson's given a big speech, but the numbers don't measure up.
Yeah, this was very outlandish words, positivity from the Prime Minister, promising loads of policy. It's the Conservative Party conference, and obviously people can't be together in person. So he's done it online. It was beamed to people who were interested, and it was on all the news channels. And he's promising to rebuild Britain, bigger, better, bolder. A new Jerusalem is what Boris Johnson was promising. Lots of promises about green power, wind power, smaller deposits needed for mortgages to help first-time buyers, but within a couple of hours of the speech ending, and it was a good speech, it was positive, but within a couple of hours of the speech ending, we got word that there have been 14,542 wow. new cases here today. So, cool. I mean, back to reality.
My colleague Simon Beaumont was talking about the mascot that's been given the old heave-ho, but a player stepped up.
Yes, so one of the Arsenal players, Mesut Ozil, he's a German international, and he has come out today and said that he will pay the wages of the club mascot. Now, Arsenal have had some bad PR out of this because they're looking at sacking 55 non-playing members of staff because of the pandemic and the impact on revenues, and yet they spent $90 million on one new player yesterday. So, I mean, you know, keep the club mascot. This should have been done and sorted and should never, ever have hit the headlines. Ozil says he, for as long as he's an Arsenal player, he will pay the mascot's wages. Gunnarsaurus is the name of the Arsenal mascot.
It's a ripper, indeed. All right, you ever been a mascot?
No, I would have loved to have been a Liverpool mascot when I was a kid, but live in hope. Might happen yet, Mildy.
One day, one day. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.